Patient's name is Avery Blunk. First name A-V-E-R-Y. Last name B-L-U-N-K. Date of birth is 6/12/2003. Date of service is 7/8/2022. History of present illness. This 19-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of possible UTI. Patient states she's been having symptoms since July 4th, but she has been working continuously every day and has been unable to go to the doctor to be treated. She did get over-the-counter azo tabs and has been taking them, but symptoms have since gotten worse, and now she is noticing blood in her urine. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies drugs, DTOH or smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure 113 over 61, heart rate 80, respiration 16, temp 96.4, O2 98. She weighs 95 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, HEE and T mucous membranes are moist, pupils, pearl, neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen, soft. She does have a mild tenderness at their suprapubic area. She denies any CVA tenderness. Bowel sounds times 4. Extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, acute UTI. Number 2, hematuria. Patient tried multiple times to leave us a urine specimen but was unsuccessful. On her last attempt, she was able to leave 3 to 4 drops in the bottom of the urine specimen cup, but it was only what appeared to be gross hematuria, and we were not able to utilize it for a urinalysis test or collect it for a urine culture. We did give the patient 1 gram of Rocephin here in the office IM, and I gave her a prescription of Macrobid to take twice a day for 7 days. Patient can continue to use her azo tabs, but only for 1 or 2 more days, and then she does need to discontinue. I did have a long discussion with patient about coming in immediately at the onset of UTI symptoms and not waiting this long. If she does notice any fever, vomiting, or anything like that, she does need to return to the clinic or go immediately to the emergency room for labs and possible IV antibiotics. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.